Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Syrian and Russian jet fighters bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern section of Aleppo in Syria on Sunday, hours before the United Nations Security Council was set to discuss the wave of violence engulfing the city. The attackers pounded the city's residential communities, where an estimated 250,000 people live. The airstrikes flattened buildings and left streets filled with debris and chunks of concrete. The assault included missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire. The United States and its European allies say the burden is on Russia to stop the fighting, urging Moscow to take extraordinary steps to support a cessation of hostilities in Syria. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina Saturday show a deadly confrontation between police and Keith Lamont Scott, a 43-year-old black man who was shot to death Tuesday, triggering riots in North Carolina's largest city. Kerr Putney is the chief of Charlotte Police.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
The two videos from body cameras and dash cameras from officers confronting Scott were released Saturday after days of calls by protesters to make the footage public. One of the videos shows Scott getting out of his car and turning to his left, standing in the parking lot for about 3 seconds before he's shot and seen falling to the ground. A second video does not show Scott before he's on the ground. The audio on this video has been removed for the first 23 seconds. A fifth day of protests against the shooting was largely peaceful. VOA News. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. However, Islamic State, a Sunni group, considers Iraq's Shiite majority to be apostates and regularly targets them with bombings in crowded areas of Baghdad. Iraqi forces, backed by coalition airstrikes, have been fighting Islamic State militants since they captured large parts of Iraq more than 2 years ago. A gunman has killed a prominent Jordanian writer in front of the courthouse, where the writer was facing charges that a cartoon posted on his Facebook page was offensive to Islam. Nahed Hattar was shot and killed Sunday in front of Amman's Palace of Justice. The shooter was arrested, according to the state news agency Petra. Hattar, who was a Christian, said the cartoon was intended as a mockery of jihadists. The cartoon showed an Arab man with 2 women asking God to bring him a drink. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will suspend weekend preparations for Monday's presidential debate when they meet separately Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a key U.S. ally in the Middle East. The meeting with Trump, the Republican nominee, was arranged after Trump's campaign staff telephoned Netanyahu's office after finding out the Israeli leader was scheduled to meet with Clinton, his Democratic opponent. Speaking at the dedication of a new U.S. museum devoted to the history of African Americans, U.S. President Barack Obama said their history is central to America's history, dating back to the country's traditional founding fathers.
It is in this embrace of truth, as best as we can know it, in the celebration of the entire American experience, where real patriotism lies.
Obama pointed out the highs and lows of being black in America, from slavery and Jim Crow segregation to voting rights and election of the first black president. After years in the making, the newest museum on Washington's National Mall, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, officially opened to the public on Saturday. A 20-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with a shooting spree at a mall in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington, according to authorities. Arjan Jetik of Oak Harbor, Washington, was apprehended Saturday nearly 24 hours after the massive manhunt for him had begun. The Turkish immigrant was mistakenly described as a man of Hispanic origin after the shooting. The motive is not yet known. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.